Odyssey 3 o'clock news.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg and Mobela 21, Mai King peaking at 26 today.
Very busy on the roads today because of obviously people want to go on holidays. However, Pretoria's got it worst. M1 North, busy conditions at the Pumalani Plaza. N1 North, queuing traffic towards Harsfontein Road. And delays N14 North towards the R101 interchange.
The Minister of Higher Education and Training, Nobuhle Nkabane, has visited the family of a student who died during protests in Mthatha earlier this week. It's alleged that Sisonke Mbolekwa was shot by a residence manager who opened fire on protesting students at the Walter Sisulu University. Speaking to the media during her visit to the institution yesterday, Nkabane said she's concerned by the use of firearms at the country's institutions of higher learning.
What we are working on now is to review our safety protocols that are going to assist us in strengthening our frameworks or safety framework as we move forward.
Meanwhile, the World Trade Organization has warned that trade between the United States and China could plunge by as much as 80% this year. These two countries are South Africa's biggest trading partners. Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala says this could disrupt supply chain and stall global growth.
If it were to contribute to a broader fragmentation of the global economy along geopolitical lines into two isolated blocks, our estimates suggest that global real GDP would be lowered by nearly 7% in the long term.
Back on home soil, the N3 concession expects traffic volumes to start picking up for the long weekend, especially in the direction of KwaZulu-Natal, the Free State and Mpumalanga. Selakhe Ledwaba has more.
According to the N3 toll concession, traffic volumes on the N3 south in the direction of KwaZulu-Natal are expected to increase from midday and subsiding around 7 p.m. Motorists can also expect an early traffic increase around 4 a.m. on Friday, with busy conditions continuing until approximately 10 a.m. The toll concession confirmed that emergency law enforcement services will be on high alert during peak traffic periods. Selakhe Ledwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
And in Limpopo, as preparations begin for the first ZCC Easter pilgrimage since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, Premier Poppy Ramatuba asked all road users to prioritize safety. Here's a spokesperson, Tilivali Muava.
Our law enforcement agencies are gearing up for intensive operations. Remember, fatigue is a silent killer. Our road users are advised to take regular breaks every 2 hours or 200 kilometers to rest and recharge.
And if you haven't done it yet, make sure your car is roadworthy for the long weekend. Minister of Transport Barbara Creasy says so.
Check your tires, check your brakes, check your windscreen wipers, check your lights and your tail lights and your indicator lights. These small checks can actually save your life.
And finally, just a reminder, the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency says they're still looking for four lions that escaped from the Kruger National Park. It happened on Sunday already.
Today, we are searching with dogs. We've been searching with our drones and chopper, but this morning we have decided to search with our dogs so that we can try to locate these lions.
That was Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency spokesperson Simpiwe Shugumbe. He called on the communities there to be vigilant and not to try and attempt to capture the lions themselves. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 4.
Hey, guys, I see a lion at the side of the road. Let's go and wrestle it! Biggish doei, Mary Liu! No!
Nee, die gesien wat doen Liu's met karre.
Yes, I don't...
Dis okay.
Yeah, I don't know, bite die bande and I was like, gah, gah, gah. Oh, nee, dis die Bobbiana in die kop. There at, at Cape Point. Well, okay, so I've now offended another colleague. Our head of IT is really upset with me because I walked in this morning and I showed him my empty cup of coffee and I said, look, I've installed Java. And he was like, footsack. You got no sense of humor, dude.